Honey and Frank Show, you want to call, you can, 1-800-955-KLOS if you have anything you want to ask Lisa. Or you can actually use our text line, Heidi and Frank text line. Just text HF in your question or comment to 68683. Let's get Lisa May in here. All right.
Yes.
There she is.
Hello, my friend.
Good to see you.
Hey, Lisa.
I love you.
Yes, of course, everybody.
Thank you so much for coming by and doing this with us.
Well, I was excited.
So curious.
This was fun. Yay.
I know. I called you on the phone, and now I have your phone number. I'm like, thank you, Lisa.
I got your
phone number.
Just so you know, start getting crank called. It's weird. The Virgin Piglet thing was absolutely right. I don't know how.
I was like, how do you tell?
CBS. It's CBS. I've been fired by them too. I know how they do it.
And they had the robes, but they wore Nixon masks, and I don't know what that was about. No, very weird.
It's all so bizarre.
Thank you, Lisa May, for joining us. Obviously, you are an icon in Los Angeles radio. Been on the air for 24 years with Kevin and Bean doing traffic. So people wake up with you every single morning.
Yeah.
Besides these other guys.
Well, don't
who wake
make her
up
sound
you
slutty.
Every single morning.
You know?
I know. Like, besides everyone else who wakes up with you. And I think the entire community shocked when they heard the news that you were let go. So
no one more than me.
Really?
I was really not just
even a clue.
Before you get into that, I am curious because I mean, obviously, you're beloved and you've been around a long time and people love you. But do you kind of forget? You're in it day to day. But then when this happens, like Facebook explodes, Twitter explodes,
yeah.
And you're like, whoa! I mean, I didn't realize like
Never.
All the love. You know what I mean? Like it took that for you to feel like whoa. People really do care.
It was shocking.
It was my news feed was just pop, like crazy.
And I'm sure most of it is because they love me so much. But I also think there's the element of they consider that show, any show that you've listened to for years, that's your family. You know,
right.
You're in their house, in their car every single day. And they, you know, it's like they kicked their little sister out of the car while they were going 50 miles an hour or something. And people are like outraged by that. Like, how could you do that to her?
Right. I mean, 24 years. So they says that's, I mean, you are part of the show. There's no take.
Yes.
There's no mixing it up. It's like either you all quit and retire together.
That's
and
what I
go off
would
into
happen.
The sunset
yeah.
with ticker tape parades and
right.
stuff.
Have a
Thank
great
you.
Last week.
That's what I was hoping would happen. That all of you just retire.
Just go away, for God's sake.
So when you were called into the office, take it to the
It didn't even happen that way. So we came back from, I think President's Day was the last holiday we had. So we came back from that. It was a Tuesday. Everything was fine. I went home and I got an email from Nick, who normally fills in for me when I'm gone doing traffic.
Okay.
And he said, why am I filling in for you tomorrow? And
which would have been Wednesday.
Okay. And I always make those arrangements. And I said, I have no idea what's going on. So I called Dave, the producer, and said, why is Nick working for me? Do you know what's going on? He said, no, I was just told to do that. And right then I go, Dave, am I getting fired? Like, it just, there's no other reason
yeah, yeah.
that they would be doing that. And he said, I don't know, Lisa. So then I got it. As you guys may know, I technically worked for Total Traffic,
mm-hmm.
which used to be Metro Traffic.
Right.
And then I was sort of a part-time K-Rock employee for all of the endorsement commercials.
Mm-hmm.
So my boss at Total Traffic, Terry Edwards, emailed me and said, you have to call me now. And I called and he said, I can't tell you legally what is going on, but you don't go to work tomorrow, but come to the station at 10 a.m. Meet me there at 10.
Meeting go to K-Rock at 10 a.m.
Yeah, go to K-Rock at 10 a.m.
Like, okay,
and I said,
not my birthday.
Am I getting fired?
Oh, my God.
I can't tell you legally. But you know.
Of
but you
yeah,
don't
know,
but
point.
You know. And that's
but
the worst.
It's like
part.
After all these years, I understand. It's like ending anything is hard, but after all those years, at least do it the right way.
Yes.
At least say, hey, listen, this is, I mean, that would suck too because it's ending.
Sure.
But to do it like this.
So you never had like the last day on the air where the guys Mm-mm. and everybody could be like, and you have like a big group hug at the end, and there's no closure with the audience, no closure with the guys.
No, it just kind of disappeared. So I went in the next day at 10 a.m. And there was an HR person from Total Traffic with the packet. You know?
Oh, the packet.
Oh, my God.
The packet.
With your final check, and maybe you want a lawyer look over these papers with you. But once you sign those, then, you know, you can get your severance, which
mm-hmm.
I, you know, Total Traffic is union, thank God.
Mm.
And I had actually been their employee for 29 years or something. So I got severance,
You're
which
be
was
all
nice.
Right.
Yeah. And then Terry said, I think Kevin Weatherly wants to talk to you. And I thought, well, I should think so. Someone should talk to me.
Right. Kevin is for the big boss over there.
Yes. Kayla. The program director. Because all she, the HR girl said was, you're not being let go for cause.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. You did, so you did nothing wrong. We just don't want you here anymore.
We just don't want you here anymore. So now I'm starting to cry, which, yeah. You know, you're trying so hard not
right.
to, but
it's just a flood of emotion.
Yeah.
And plus, you're already drunk as hell.
It's like sad. It's like sad tears, but it's probably like, you know, the frustrated cry where you're just like, what is happening? I just don't,
yes,
like, you're just like, I don't,
totally
I'm
like
frustrated.
That.
I don't know why this
What's
is happening.
Why don't you like me anymore?
Right. Yeah, you just, well, you want to know why.
And it's not like traffic is going away in Los Angeles. I mean, did they give you some lame excuse? Like, well, everyone's got the apps on their phone now. We really don't, you know,
yes,
need someone to tell them the traffic because they can find it.
Well, so I went into Kevin Weatherly's office and he sees my face and he comes over and he gives me like the longest, nicest hug and says, I know the guys want to be here. So they bring in everybody except for Bean because we had to call him on the phone.
Yeah.
Because he's in Seattle.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, my first words were, I can't believe this is how this is happening. Like, this is, you guys know me. You've known me for so long. Nobody could call me. Nobody could talk
yeah, where's
to me
the respect?
Like anything. And they said, the lawyers said, we absolutely could not get in touch with you. There could be a lawsuit. I mean,
oh my God.
But I mean, I could have sued so many times, and I never did.
Just from that hug alone there at the end.
Right. Yeah.
You walked right to HR.
Ass. You could have called K Rock.
Whoa. I wasn't gonna. But yeah, so the first thing they said was, "Yeah, we're not doing traffic anymore because people have apps, and we've been thinking about getting rid of it for a long time." And they let Doc on the Rock go too. We're not doing
yeah.
news anymore.
Did they the same with him? Was it the crappy letting go?
I assume so. I don't know what happened with him. I think he just disappeared as well, and nothing was said. And that's when I said, "But you are bringing in another woman, right?"
Yes, and they did bring in another woman.
And so you felt this is like in a real breakup. You're like, no, you're not just, we're not just done. You have
yes,
somebody else. That's why
you've been seeing somebody, haven't you?
Oh,
you know,
it's
and
that women's intuition.
Because how yes. soon did Ali start?
The following Monday.
So, yes, obviously there's some overlap. We talked to her
yes.
a couple times, figured everything out.
Yeah. And I, and no one said anything. And I said, Ali McKay? And it was like, yes.
Holy
and
cow.
I can't swear to this, and maybe I'm dead wrong, but I really felt like no one was going to tell me that in that meeting. Maybe they were. I don't know.
No, they weren't. I can tell you
I don't
that.
Think they
no,
were.
Because
they
in, like, if you look it at it in the... a regular breakup, it's like, who is she? It's like, and it's not about that. It's
right,
just
right.
about, you know, me and you. Like, I'm just, they would have never said that. They would have never.
That was my feeling.
But you had the gut. And she starts, what is she doing there? Is she doing traffic?
No, they don't do traffic anymore.
I didn't
so
know
she's
that
just,
was a lie as well. I didn't
so
know.
What is she doing there?
She's just being like Heidi. I mean, she's the female.
Nothing? She does nothing? They hired someone to just sit there on their ass and do nothing?
Basically.
Thanks, Lisa. I had your back up until this
and
moment.
Be beautiful.
I'm happy they let you go, honestly.
And
no, yeah. But why couldn't they say?
Oh, and traffic, by the way, the contract doesn't end for another year. So they still have to run the commercials.
So why not ride that? Why not ride that out and go, hey, listen, in a year?
Well, I think they wanted Ali. I mean, Ali was available. She was looking for something. She had filled in for Ralph before the end of the year.
Okay.
We all liked her a lot. And they were kind of trying to figure out things that they could use
oh, yeah,
her
she's
for.
She's a sweetheart.
So she
totally
would,
hot.
So,
my God. Oh, I'm kidding.
So she was there when you, not when, she was there when you were there.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't like she filled in for you because Nick filled in for you.
Right. She so filled in for Ralph.
Okay.
Yeah, before the end of the year.
They wanted to get rid of Ralph and then hire Ali. They like her so damn much.
Yeah, and have a couple of hot chicks in there.
Oh, you know, I've had a discussion with a couple of people about this. What is wrong with having two women? Do you
I see nothing
there
wrong,
are
ladies.
No
get
shows.
Over here. Come on, get over here, ladies.
There's not a show in LA with two females.
Right.
There's a lot of shows with one woman and several men, but none with two women. I don't know what that's about.
Are you throwing it out there? Are you suggesting
I'm just saying
something?
It's a little sexist.
Couple
all.
Of ladies.
Well, you know that.
Yeah,
that's, I mean,
it
that's,
is.
That's the world. That's the, I mean, that's just the
it's
world.
It's a man's world, ladies. When it comes to radio, it really is a male-dominated. So for you,
it still
for you
is,
guys
yeah.
to be, I mean, as far as you two and being in Los Angeles and what you've done is, you know, huge accomplishments. That's why I was surprised when there wasn't more fanfare or more respect or, you know, let's give you the option
the
of
right
saying,
way.
You know what, I'm going to call it quits. Let me retire. Let me get the party. Let's have it on the air. Let's do, right. Let's do it for the show. Even if it was some corporate guy's decision, some lawyer someplace in New York. I know how CBS works. And it's, some,
right.
it's their decision to do something.
Listen, it's not our, you know, this is from
so
up here.
So let's figure out a way to make it, to hoist you up once.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it just didn't seem like anybody came to bat.
It sounds like what happened is they signed the contract, and then, boom, the lawyers came in and said, you can't talk to her, and we're letting her go tomorrow. I mean, I know that Kevin and Bean and maybe Ralph had some input into the change.
They probably have to meet Allie or know who's coming in to be who's going to work with
right.
them. I mean, you have
well,
to,
of course,
you have
to,
all
say.
Of that had to be
that.
In place. And I mean, they had to give it an okay.
Right.
I think if they had all been dead set against it, I don't think it would have happened.
No, of course not. I couldn't have because they're like, well,
and you
no.
could always yeah. say, let's just stop doing traffic. You don't have to do traffic anymore. Now you can just hang out with the boys. And you don't have to prepare traffic. So awesome.
So right. that wasn't really the reason. That really wasn't it. They wanted to make a change.
Lisa,
and
stick around.
That's okay.
Lisa May is going to stick around and hang out with us for a while. And if you have any questions, you want to talk to her because you haven't been able to talk to her, we'll open the phone lines, 1-800-955-KLOS. And you can also text your questions to HF, then your question to 68683. Coming right back with Lisa May. We are Heidi and Frank. Welcome back to the Heidi and Frank Show. Very special guest in studio with us. It's Lisa May, formerly of K-Rock, the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, there's the applause I've been waiting for.
Unceremoniously let go. opening up the phones to you, because I know you have a lot of fans. Who we share a lot of fans with you. So let's just open the phones. Let's talk to Rich. He was the first one through. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how you guys doing? How's it going, Lisa May?
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm good. Well, so here's my question. Now, obviously, this sucks, but how is your relationship with the Kevin and Bean Show now? And do you think we'll ever get a chance to have closure and, you know, say goodbye to you? As you were our family. I mean, I've listened to you for over 20 years.
Probably not as part of the show. There's not going to be any sort of...
So say goodbye here, Rich.
Yeah, there you go, Rich.
But some listeners are putting together something in May where we're all going to meet at a club.
Oh, cool.
Which is very cool. So it'll be an informal thing. But yeah, as far as the show doing anything now. But I have talked to Kevin and Bean, and I've emailed with Ralph, and, you know, it's not like we hate each other or anything. I actually think we'll be fine.
But you'll probably never talk again.
Well, I have talked to Bean.
But I mean, after that initial, like,
probably
never again. Thank you, Rich. Let's go to Lillian. Hello, Lillian.
Hi there. Lisa and I have been listening to you for over 20 years. It's been heartbreaking to know that this happened to you. Where,
yes.
You know, I know that all of your fans are so upset. But it just seems that, in particular, Ralph has been one who's been completely narcissistic in this, through this whole process. You know, when they finally came out and said what had occurred and that you were no longer on the air, he got really emotional about how this has affected him, how the fans have gone to him and kind of, you know, been negative towards him. And without really any consideration or anything spoken about, my gosh, you've been there for 25 years. This has really affected you. So how was your relationship during the time that you were on the show? You were there longer than he was.
Yeah, no, we were fine. I never had any issues with Ralph. We never like butted heads or anything. So I just think he's crusty on the outside and a softy on the inside. And I think he was really upset when people started saying, what did you do? Why did you do this? And he seemed to take it very personally, at least initially. And
why would they go after him? It's not like he made the decision.
I don't know exactly.
Because he's pointing fingers at somebody.
That he didn't defend or try to keep you around.
You know, I think part of it was his initial reaction is why they went after him.
Mm. And what was that?
It was very defensive, and he started blocking people on Facebook who had, like,
in support
no
of
Lisa,
you.
No peace or whatever. Yeah, in support of me. And he seemed to take that very personally. And then the following week, he apologized for it and sort of explained that he had reacted on a personal level and was kind of trying to protect himself.
How did they explain it on the show? Like, she just made mention of, oh, they said, hey, Lisa's not here anymore, but...
Well, they did so I mentioned, finally, on Friday morning, I never mentioned that Allie was coming in, but I said, hey, I'm not coming back, because people were like, are you on vacation? I said, no, I've been laid off. I'm not coming back.
I really love layoff.
And as you had mentioned, I think off the air, like everything went crazy on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
And so around 8:30 Friday morning, they had to address it. And they, I don't think they were ready. So it was basically the, we're not doing traffic and we're not doing news anymore. And that's why Lisa and Doc are gone.
And that's it.
And that was it. And then the following week after Allie came in, it became very obvious that there was more to that story.
Yeah.
And then I think that following Wednesday, they went back on and said a little more, and they just kind of slowly told the story.
Yeah, they could have planned it a little better or done or respected you a little better in that they didn't have an excuse once the questions start coming
you
in.
Yeah, they like, should have just,
I don't know.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah.
I got some text coming in. The Heidi and Frank text line is text HF, then your comment to 68683 from the 503. Says, don't worry, Lisa, no one listens to Kevin and Bean.
Oh.
let's see. I miss Lisa's sexy voice. I completely stopped listening to K-Rock after what they did to her and their BS explanation. You guys should bring her back. Really? Can you do traffic?
Can I do traffic?
I'm kidding.
Are you
kidding? Let's see. Boycott K-Rock. Love you, Lisa. Then somebody had an interesting twist. I said, what if this is just all a big coup played on you, Heidi and Frank, that Lisa's not really fired? They just knew that you would have her on your show to promote their show.
That's so crafty.
Oh.
Those sons of bitches got us again.
Oh, dang it.
Lisa will be back on their show tomorrow.
Dang it.
You got us, guys.
It was a long con, right?
It was a very long con. I mean, you did a whole podcast with Allison.
With Allison, yep.
It was formerly of Adam Carolla's podcast that he did for so long.
That was very interesting. I have to say that Kevin and Bean have not badmouthed me in any way. They've been nothing but lovely. I mean, yes, they wanted to make the change, but unlike Allison, who, you know, Adam went on and, like, named all the reasons why he decided to make a change, they've been very, very sweet. It's like, we loved her. We just felt like we needed to freshen up the show, and so I don't feel a victim in that way.
Freshen up the show?
Yeah.
What does that exactly mean?
Well, it's not like they got a 19-year-old girl in there.
No.
You know what I mean? Nothing against Allie.
But great idea, Heidi.
Allie Mack. Hey, bring it on. I will sleep in and be thrilled about it.
I like where you're headed.
But it's like Allie Mack, who's good. I mean, when she was at KTLA, she came in and interviewed us a couple of times. She's fine. But it's not like we're freshing up the show with somebody who is super young. I mean, I don't understand. Like, she's
a
contemporary.
The idea is that she, I mean, any new person is going to bring new things to the show. And she has different interests. She's into sports, which I'm not. Although everybody else on the show is, so I don't know why that was important.
Right.
But and maybe she does voices, I heard. Like, so she can add different elements that I couldn't add.
What voice did you hear that she could do?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
She does mean droopy. Can you do droopy?
I heard you're droopy.
What happened to Lara Flynn Boyle? I mean, I haven't seen her face.
I haven't seen
until
the picture.
Oh, pull up a picture of that, because that is sad.
It's her birthday, and he had said, yeah, Lara Flynn Boyle, yeah. And I go,
yeah, you might want to look at
that
picture.
Have you seen her lately? No. And, you know, she does the typical, trying to have too much work done. And then, like I said, you can't, don't mess with the lips. Stop it with that, because you can't, they haven't gotten it.
Nope, you're absolutely
figured out
right.
Yet.
You're absolutely
and
right.
And you still have done the injections.
Now,
and
we're going to feel bad if she, like you mentioned Jerry Lewis, we're going to feel bad if this is like, she's on steroids.
Yeah, she's
for
on a
something.
Prednisone thing and for fighting some sort of blood disease. Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, I'm
she's always baffled me. She's always been so freaking thin. It's and she's just always smoking cigarettes outside of restaurants. Like, she never actually thin. Eats.
I think she might be allergic to cigarettes, because look at her face. She's swole up.
Yes. Put the cigarette down, Lara.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. We got a very special guest on with us today. Lisa May is hanging out with us. Let's talk to David. Hello, David.
Hi, Lisa May. How's it going?
Hi, David. Good.
Hey, longtime listener, and I missed the heck out of you at that program with the other guys.
Not be named. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate that.
What's next for you? Because whatever program you land on, I will listen to.
That's so nice of you. I don't know. I mean, I've talked to a couple of people in town.
Playboy?
Yes, Playboy. Playboy Radio?
Playboy Radio.
No, just the magazine.
I did Playboy years ago.
Did you really?
Yeah, but I can't, for legal reasons, I can't talk about it.
Was it the Women of Radio issue? Because I've been trying to get Heidi in that damn thing for years.
No interest,
And they will never return my calls.
No. Even before that.
Even before Women of Radio.
Yeah, it was right in the beginning. But we can't talk about that.
Can't talk about it at all. Thank you so much, David. Let's go to Nicole. Hello, Nicole.
Hey, how's it going?
Say hello to Lisa May.
Hey, Lisa May, I miss you so much.
Oh, thanks, Nicole. Me too. That was fun, right?
Yeah, it totally was. Good times for 20 years.
Absolutely. Good times.
Yeah, so I totally don't really listen to them anymore because you left, but I have checked in on their show, and it's kind of boring, to be honest. But I love Heidi and Frank, so yay.
Well, there you go. I mean, I don't want to.
Still my question. Go ahead. Sorry, what?
Oh, I don't want to actively encourage people not to listen to K-Rock.
I will. Yeah, don't listen to K-Rock. The sons of bitches. Yeah. They're mean.
How dare they?
Did you? I'm sorry. I interrupted you. Do you have something else?
No, I already hung up on her.
Oh, you did. Never
I like
mind.
The fact she's like, I don't sorry. Listen anymore. I'm like, okay, hang up.
Yeah, don't
I don't
want to
say something nice
just
after
let
it
go.
that. let's see. Al says, have you spoken with Doc after you got let go?
No, I have not. I worry for Doc. I think that job was
everything.
It really was. Mm-hmm. It really was. So I haven't, and that's terrible.
Well, somebody should check in on Doc.
Yes, yeah, it's like let's call Doc. Let's see if he wants to run down here. We'll get Doc in here too.
Talk to Doc. Oh,
right.
Is he on Facebook and Twitter? Or he doesn't seem like the type of guy who would be.
I don't think he is. No.
Is he actually? He's probably just living on a rock someplace. He's Doc on the rock. He's just so far out there in the desert right now. Let's go to Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Jeff.
Hey, good morning, hey, Heidi.
Say hello,
morning.
Lisa May.
I missed the bell, unfortunately.
Ding.
I have one at home.
What is the worst thing that Kevin and Bean ever did to you where you thought, you know, I could sue the pants off these guys if I wanted to?
Oh, my God. There's so many things.
A lot of years. That's a lot of years, Jeff.
I mean,
Jeff.
We played Lick Lisa, and we had interns like Lick Me for prizes, which generally was okay, but there were a few interns that, oh my God, I was like, really? Oh. Is this
well,
like
coming
a dog?
Up next, it's Lick Lisa. All right. 1-800-955-5567. Is Lisa going to do the traffic? Really? Oh. When? Right now? Huh. You want to do it right now?
If you wanted to, sure.
Do you want to do the traffic right now?
I can do it, now? But I don't know if this is very accurate.
Oh, well, you got it like 20 minutes ago? Oh, hell.
That's probably
remember,
not.
Nobody needs traffic anyway. Who cares? Traffic's mapping. All right, let's hear Lisa May do traffic.
All right. I'm just going to do it from memory. Oh my God. All right, you guys, here it is one more time.
Oh, boy.
If you're on the 405 freeway southbound, it's going to be slow coming out of the valley, probably starting around, I would say, Roscoe, down to Getty Center Drive. It's going to loosen up a little right around Getty, and then it's going to load up again as you get down to the 10, staying busy for you all the way down to LAX. Imagine the 405 freeway southbound, pretty slow through Orange County. It happens about this time, right, from Brookhurst, heading down towards Harbor Boulevard in the Costa Mesa area. Northbound 5, that's a mess from Calzona all the way into the East LA Interchange. Nothing you can do about that. If you're on the Hollywood Freeway southbound, that's loading up right now, right around Vineland. It's a busy one. Stop and go, slow and go, all the way into the East LA Interchange. And that's traffic. I'm Lisa May.
There's no carpool lane on the 5. That's what makes it a real bitch. That's tough. That's why it's so hard there.
Why won't they do that?
We need traffic. We do.
Screw the app. The app's not a human. The app doesn't have emotion.
It doesn't care.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. That was a good moment.
We'll be right back. We're Heidi and Frank.